and CN2.
You, when I leave the seat up, you don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does, baby. When I come home, won't you to just go crazy.
Good Monday morning to you. It's 8:11. 45 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
And we always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on FM 100.1, AM 1340 on the free WRHI app, who are watching us with their own eyes on Corporium Cable Channel 102, that's CN2. And you can also watch us on Facebook Live on the WRHI and the CN2 Facebook pages. On Mondays, we check in with Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County, who has our Pets of the Week. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Maybe we'll have sunshine all day today.
Fingers crossed.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Absolutely. Well, I've got some adorable babies to talk about today. Oh, my goodness. The first one is our Cat of the Week. And this is one fluffy, adorable dude. And fluffy, we mean plumpy.
Lots to love.
Oh, lots of love, beanbag. Well, we always say everyone has their story, and this buff and color only dude came in as an owner surrender, but it's not a usual case. He found himself in the crisis mode of the owner being in a health and crisis issue. So this boy was moved twice, which is really sad because they get their feelings hurt so bad. But he is been with us and he is decompressed, and it is so fun to see his personality come out. He is letting his disappointment and sadness kind of go to the side, and he is soaking up the love. So after being with us 8 weeks now, he's relaxing, and he is just a love bug. He is cat friendly. He loves to be loved on. He adores his beds. He loves catnip. Just wonderful things. He loves his treats, but that's kind of a given with that behind.
Mary Beth.
Oh, my word.
It's true. It's true. I just love the delivery of it.
Oh, he is just such a fluffy dude. And the funny part, when he first came in, he can't quite reach his behind. He's working on it. He's doing the ab crunches as he's okay. Trying to reach back there, but he makes me laugh. I really adore this little man. He is, well, big man. He is just a honey bun. So he is in search of that perfect person or couple or family to call his true forever, and he just will make the greatest pet. He's neutered, vaccinated, tested, microchipped. We estimate him to be about 5.5 years old. So if he just melts your heart, again, beanbag, give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about him and get an appointment on the books at 803-802-0902. He will not disappoint. He's just this beautiful buff. He's just so beautiful. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you more about beanbag. Then we've got the dog of the week. Oh, my word. Look at this little pouty face. Oh, and the goofy face and the cookie. How can you not fall in love with Piglet? Piglet, and it looks like Piglet on Winnie the Pooh. She is an absolute gorgeous girl. She came in as a stray, and she had appeared to have had a litter, so she had some loose belly at first. It is tightening up. We can't say enough about her. She is sweet, funny, active, loving, and she almost instantly trusted us, which is so unusual. So she is just a relaxed, wonderful girl. We haven't dog tested her yet, but we have walked dog to dog with her, and she doesn't react at all. So we are confident she'll be great with other dogs. She's been with us about 5 weeks, and we're estimating her age to be about 3 years old. She, like all of our pets, she's spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped, and she's tested negative, which is outstanding for a stray. And she's just ready to meet her true forever people. I cannot tell you enough about her as well. She will make an amazing addition to the right family. So if Piglet just melts your heart, give us a call again to get on the appointment book at 803-802-0902. She will just be wonderful. Look at that face. I can't, oh, You know, I if I had a bigger house, there'd be a problem. I can tell you that. What's the scoop at Paws? Stay abreast of all the happenings at the HSYC by checking our calendar and liking us on Facebook. We are mid-March, and we have 33 dogs placed in their forever homes and 107 cats. Just to put a plug out there, it's starting, folks. The kitten season is starting. We have, like, at least three, maybe five mama cats who gave birth almost instantly in foster care. So the kitten season is starting. We also had two dogs come in and immediately give birth. So this is happening, and we need people. If you have considered fostering, it is the greatest gift you can give these babies. Give us a call or check us out on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org. We'd love to sign you up and get you in the system so that we can save more lives. And, of course, it's our passion to stop that cycle. So if you have pets that are not spayed, neutered, please let us know. Click on the link. Get set up. We'd love to help you with our low-cost spay-neuter clinic and get that fixed as soon as possible so this cycle can be broken. Of course, all of this costs a lot of money, so the way you can help is by shopping, and who doesn't love shopping? You can shop at Pawsabilities, located at 2144 Carolina Place in Fort Mill, across from Baxter. You can shop online 24/7 at our eBay page, where all these amazing donated items turn into just outstanding cash that saves lives. And then other things that we are wanting to share is we're looking to expand at our facility. We have mentioned it before. We have dogs in our bathrooms, in our offices, in our medical room, in our kitten room. They are coming out of our ears because we have a passion for saving these lives, but we need more space. So if you have land out there in the Fort Mill area or county area of Fort Mill, 7 acres about, want to gift or sell it to us, of course, if you gift it, we'll put your name on that building. We will love to talk to you more about that. So give us a call. We'd love to talk. And then other ways you can help is donate your gently used items to our Pawsability shop. Donate needed items like bleach, clay litter, dog treats, and laundry detergent. And, of course, consider volunteering locally. We'd love to have you consider us, but volunteer locally. It really does the community good because for us, we are independent. That means we are responsible all by ourselves to do what we do every day. Lots of people don't know that, so lots of other organizations are very much like that as well. And then, of course, if you have the heart of hospitality and want to help our humans that are doing all the volunteering, you can do that as well. Provide yummies for them and just some lifting of the heart. It all helps. All of this is available at humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and we so appreciate you helping and sharing their stories because it really does matter.
Well, we're doing our part here for you, Mary Beth, and just love a bean bag for us and Piglet. And again, those are just two of the fur babies highlighted this week. There are many more there. Go there, check them out. And Mary Beth and her staff, they're going to make sure you walk away with the right puppy and kitty that's going to be the best fit for your whole family, which is wonderful.
Amen. We sure try. And maybe it's not here yet, but it will come.
Very true. Very true. All right, Mary Beth, we'll love those fur babies for us and thank the human volunteers for all of their hard work. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it and keep sharing the news.
We will. Have a good Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.